The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, I didn't hear this until today. Ernest Angley, the Akron, Ohio evangelist, died on Saturday, I think. At the age of 99, I believe he either Friday or Saturday, Ernest Angley died at the age of 99. A life and ministry absolutely filled with controversy and scandal. He was arrested in Germany once back in the 70s for false claims about healing. He was arrested in Guyana back in the 1980s on charges of fraud and practicing medicine without a license. There was a lot of scandal concerning him and other men in the church and little boys. And I mean, almost his entire ministry was characterized by controversy and scandal. Now, one of the most bizarre stories I've ever heard, this was relayed to me by an employee of the phone company many, many years ago, and he absolutely claimed it was true because he said he had firsthand knowledge. Okay, here was the story that I was told, and since this guy's dead, I'll pass it along to you. Ernest Angley's wife died a long time ago, many years ago. I could look it up, but probably 30 or 35 years ago, she died. And she was buried on the grounds of their church. And the gentleman relating this story to me said he heard it firsthand from the guys involved. Ernest Angley called the phone company in Akron and had them install a phone inside the coffin. Now, this is back in the days where all phones were wired. Had them install a phone inside the coffin when she was buried, and the line ran from the coffin buried into the church. So it was a live telephone line in the coffin, in the grave, with Ernest Angley's wife. And as I'm listening to this story, I said, why did he do that? And what he told people at the time. Now, again, this sounds so bizarre, so crazy. I'm just telling you what I was told. Ernest Angley said that at the rapture, the dead in Christ will rise first. And he told his wife before she died, "Hon, I'm going to bury a phone in your coffin, and the Bible says the dead in Christ are going to rise first. So when you are resurrected, give me a call and let me know that the rapture is going to take place." Now, if that story was about anybody else but Ernest Angley, I would say, that's nuts. But he was nuts. And so I always thought there was a very good possibility it was true. Now, whether they installed a phone in his coffin, I don't know, and whether they disconnected, I don't know. Again, I'm not making this up. Someone who worked at the phone company told me that he heard this firsthand from the guys that installed the phone in Mrs. Angley's coffin. It wouldn't surprise me. There are a lot of things that don't surprise me from people in the word faith movement. Some of you are familiar with the name Jeff Janssen. Is that what it is? Yeah, Jeff Janssen, the founder and president of Global Fire Ministries. Well, he founded Global Fire Ministries several years ago, but no more. Now, his wife has now taken over because, well, he got fired. He is one of the several Word, Faith, Prosperity gospel preachers that prophesied that Donald Trump was going to be reelected. Jeremiah Johnson was another one of those guys who got a word, and they prophesied that Donald Trump was going to be reelected. Jeremiah Johnson apologized. Jeff Janssen did not. Well, he has been fired. The church that he founded released this statement. Due to a pattern of making poor moral choices and bad coping mechanisms, character flaws became obvious, which disqualified Jeff from New Testament leadership. His lifestyle in the home, traveling on the road, and in the house of God has fallen below biblical standards laid out for those in leadership. He has been confronted concerning these flaws numerous times over a period of time. However, rather than submit to the process of healing and restoration, Jeff recently made an intentional decision to leave his wife and family, listen to this, to pursue his own desires. He has left. See, how is it worded here? Rather than submit to the process of healing and restoration, Jeff recently made an intentional decision to leave his wife and family to pursue his own desires. While asking supporters for prayer, the ministry explained, quote, any pursuit of further ministry on Jeff's behalf is not under the umbrella and blessing of Global Fire Ministries. He presented himself as a prophet. His bio said, Jeff flows in a strong prophetic and miracle healing anointing and releases the glory of God in fresh fire everywhere he goes. Jeff also has a unique anointing as a musical prophet, oftentimes proclaiming and declaring the directives of the Lord. That's pretty heavy stuff. He is proclaiming the directives of the Lord through music. Quote, with or without music, he flows in the prophetic stream of the gifts of revelation. Sadly, unfortunately, another phony Word, Faith, Prosperity gospel preacher has been exposed. And there are no winners in this. The church that he pastored, the ministry that he headed, people are going to be devastated. His wife and children have been left behind. According to the bio, wow. He's been married 25 years. He has 8 children and 18 grandchildren. And he's only been married 25 years? How does he have 8 children and 18 grandchildren in 25 years? Wow. I don't know. But now does that mean that all the Word, Faith, Prosperity gospel guys are immoral? And no. False teachers? Yes. But that kind of false teaching often leads to this kind of behavior. They begin believing their own press releases. That's dangerous for anyone. Sad, any way you slice it, it is sad.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Have you ever heard of a yacht, as in boat, ship? Have you ever heard of a yacht so big, so massive, it needed its own support yacht? Jeff Bezos, Amazon founder, is planning on purchasing a 417-foot super yacht. It is so big, it needs its own support yacht. I'm not quite sure what that means, but it's going to cost a cool $500 million. Yeah, a little over $500 million. And of course, it will have its own helipad and its own support yacht. And again, I'm not quite sure what that means. 417 feet long. By the way, just for comparison, a football field is 360 feet. His little boat is going to be 417 feet long. His net worth stands around $200 billion. That's his net worth. So that's just a tiny little fraction of what the guy is worth. I don't know why he's buying something so cheap. Wow. Good news on the COVID front here in the state of Ohio, if you're looking for some news. Today, slightly more than 700 new cases. That is the lowest number of new cases for months. We dropped down to 800 a couple weeks ago. Once we got to 900, 800, and then it bumped back up to 1,700, and then it went up to 2,300. Today, a little over 700 new cases, the lowest number in months. But we're still not even, well, we're closer. In order for Governor DeWine to lift all of the health orders, the mask mandates, restrictions on meetings and so on, in order for him to do that, we have to get to 50 per 100,000 cases. And that's about 400 new cases a day for 2 weeks. So 700 is the first time in months. And if the pattern continues, it'll bump back up again tomorrow. We got to get down to an average of around 400 for 2 weeks solid. It's going to be a long time. However, by the end of May, our governor is going to be under enormous pressure to lift all the mandates, because other governors, other states are doing so, and none of the states that have lifted all of the health mandates have seen a surge in new cases. None of them. In fact, they have all reported declines after lifting the mandates. In fact, in Minnesota, liberal Minnesota is going to lift all their mandates in July. So anyway, Here's an interesting article, speaking of the mandates. The Wall Street Journal just released a massive report from the University of Chicago. And here is the conclusion of this report on lockdowns, et cetera, from the University of Chicago. The lockdowns did nothing. They didn't help at all. In fact, the lockdowns were actually counterproductive, according to this research by the University of Chicago. Again, this isn't some conspiracy site. According to the research from the University of Chicago, people were much more likely to get COVID stuck in their house than if they had gone to work. The reason for that? Most workplaces wanted to stay open, so they were willing to take extraordinary measures to keep their employees, customers safe, and the per capita transmission rates dropped in workplaces where people were allowed to go to work and use, you know, precautions and so forth, rather than staying at home. They found, quote, there was no evidence that homes became places of solitary confinement and zero transmissions. This could explain why more than one medical journal study has found that transmission largely occurred inside households. Infections of in-person primary and secondary student staff 20 times more likely to be traced to the community. Quote, it's not too late to learn from 2020 and follow the science, as President Biden likes to say. Data show that as a result of prevention protocols put in place, workers have been 4 to 5 times less safe outside their workplace than inside it. So in other words, the massive lockdown stay at home produced the opposite results of what we were told. I've said this so many times. When all the dust settles 2 or 3 years from now, when we can look back and analyze all that's gone on, I think we're going to find that most of the things that we were told were wrong. I'm not even implying that it's intentional. But the health experts, the scientists, and even the politicians have been making up the rules on the fly as they go, not really knowing what they're doing. And a whole lot of harm and damage has been caused because of it.